Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wow Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show with your host, Tracy Chantel, and her co-host, Trish. Join them for the next hour as they release from the vault some of the top talented independent recording artists from around the world. The Access to a Rising Artist Show is the ultimate platform where independent recording artists are featured and given a variety of opportunities to enhance their music career.
Good evening, and welcome to Wow Wednesdays. This is your host, Tracy Chantel, and joining me soon, hopefully, my co-host, Trish. And this is the show where we give you access to a vault of top talented independent recording artists from around the world. Yes, sure. Using my host, co-host, join in, Trish, but she's having a little delay. It happens, but it doesn't stop no show right now. We got to keep it moving because we have a good show for you today. We have a guest joining us this evening here, and I'll mention him. I'll get to him soon. But first, let me get back and tell you a little bit about the Access to a Rising Artist Show. Once again, you're listening here to where we'll feature you all types of genres. We feature hip-hop, pop, rock, reggae, gospel, jazz, name it, we play it. Okay, it sounds good. You're going to hear it here on the show as well. And also on the show, we have some interesting things going on throughout the show. So there's something, if you hear the sound, that would be the sound of our vault opening up. And what do that mean? Well, actually, y'all, when you hear the sound of the vault opening, it means it's time for good things to be released. That's right. That's why this is where we take you inside. I'm bringing you inside with me now. Okay? I guess y'all going to really have to be my co-host today because right now I'm here solely alone. So, but I'm not quite alone. Y'all are there with me. And so I'm going to bring y'all in here in the vault with me. And here is where I'm going to release some of the hottest independent recorded artists from around the world, as I mentioned earlier. Now, giving you our listening audience, refreshing new sounds for your listening pleasure. Now, in the vault, we also have valuable resources and tools, and I like to mention this over and over again, that will assist you as an independent artist to build and enhance your music career. Okay? So every time you hear the vault opening, I suggest y'all stay still, listen, take a pen, jot it down, take in some information to maybe benefit you on your music journey. Okay? So, again, don't forget to take note. Now, we'll also have guests on the show, as we're going to have today, that will provide some valuable information for you now to where it will help you as an independent recordist apply some information that you can apply towards building and also enhancing your career. So when we have these guests on the show and you hear, or if you visit my website and you see we have a certain special guest on the show, I suggest you tune in, okay? Because they can tell you something that, hey, to get you to the level that they're at. Or they can provide some information to where they have some type of platform to where you could be part of, to be on. So, again, no platform is never too small or never too big. If you believe in who you are and what you do in your music, I suggest you always reach out and be part of every opportunity that come knocking at your door or in your ear, okay? So remember, every time you hear the sound, it's time for good things to be released, okay? All right. Now, as always, you know, we're always looking for good music here. You always looking, you know, you have on the mainstream radios where they play songs over and over again. So here on Access to Rising Artist Show, we feature, again, only independent recorded artists. And most of the time, you'll hear it here first. Now here on the show, you as our audience, our co-hosts, we like to call you our co-hosts. And you know what I'm going to start calling y'all? Shanstars. Okay? Shanstar, my Shanstars, y'all going to act as the co-host to where y'all going to vote on each song that's played for the evening. And vote. Y'all know you, some of y'all wondering, never been on the show. What was she talking about? Voting. What are we voting on? Well, you're going to vote each song. You're going to let me know how you feel about it. And let us know, should we let it ride or pass it by? And what we mean is, if you're feeling a song that sounds good and get you moving or get you in the mood, then you'll submit your vote to let it ride. Now, if it doesn't do nothing for you, and you feel, hey, you know, they need a little more time, a little more work, and you want to vote, pass it by. Now, that's a good thing. So, because as you will know, and as the artist who will be selected with the, who will be featured on our website as an artist on the Wow Factor, which means they receive the most Let It Ride votes. So now, how do you submit your votes? You can send it in by email to access2horizonartists@gmail.com. Yeah, I will be mentioning the email address throughout the show. And as you will hear, you have email address, the website, Twitter, everything is basically the same. So actually, you won't miss nothing, but I will mention it throughout the show. You can send your vote in to Let It Ride or pass it by to Access to Horizon Artist Show. Now, once again, the song that receives the most Let It Ride vote, that artist will be named the artist with a Wow Factor. I went a little bit ahead of myself a few minutes ago, but that's okay. And that artist will get the opportunity to have their profile along with the Let It Ride song featured solely on the weekly Let It Ride song page on our website for 1 week. And our website receives, you know, we have thousands of viewers visit the site daily. So you know what? That's a good complimentary promo for that artist. So once again, the artist that receives the most Let It Ride votes will be the Wow Factor artist featured on this website for 1 week, along with the song, their single, to be heard by thousands of visitors that come to the site on a daily basis. So if you're an artist out there and you're looking for this big opportunity to have yourself featured on a website on in today's world, in this music industry today, that's a big thing. And for free, I suggest you send in your EPKs, music, MP3 file only, to access2horizonartists@gmail.com. Now, I hope y'all got that all in. All right? Now, right now, what I would like to do, I would like to let y'all know who our first 2015 artist with a Wow Factor is for this week. It's Mr. Joshua Israel, also known as the Praising One. Let's give him a hand. That's right, y'all. Mr. Joshua Israel, also known as the Praising One. His song, Show Up, Show Out, received the most Let It Ride votes, making him the artist with a Wow Factor for the week. Now, if you didn't hear the song last week, and don't forget, y'all can always archive the show, okay? You can't finish listening throughout the show this evening, or you didn't hear the past shows, you can always go to our website and download the show or go to iTunes. All our shows are also listed on iTunes as well. But again, if you didn't hear the show last week and you didn't hear the song, well, I suggest you get ready and start praising, getting your praise on, because right now I'm going to let you hear what our listeners enjoyed last week. It's Show Up, Show Out by Joshua Israel, also known as the Praising One.
Hallelujah. Woo! This time is declared that his expectation coming from the Lord. His hope coming from God. The Bible said that he will give us a hope that makes us not ashamed, that won't disappoint. And so therefore, I won't be afraid to ask God to be God. So
One, and he was last week's artist with a wow factor. His song Show Up, Show Out received the most letter by votes, and I see why. That's right, getting your praise on. That's what I'm talking about. And y'all can also go check him out on our website at accesstoarisingartist.com. Accesstoarisingartist.com. I told you, everything y'all going to keep hearing throughout the show, accesstoarisingartist.com, accesstoarisingartist@gmail.com, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Arising Artists. All right? So that was Joshua Izzo. Once again, you're listening to the Access to Arising Artists show, and this is your host, Tracy Chantel. And my co-host, Trish, won't be joining us this evening, and we hope to have her back here next week. And we all know, you know, life, sometimes things happen. So, but once again, we're going to keep it moving, keep it going on. And as I mentioned earlier on top of the show, we have a guest coming in a couple of minutes. We're going to play one more song, and we're going to give a shout-out to artist Young O'Heads for being featured in the You Can magazine. Congratulations to you. And we had them on our show in the past, and they'll probably be coming up at, I think, end of the month. We're going to have them back on the show as well. So, again, congratulations, Young O'Heads, and also to You Can Magazine for their second year anniversary, okay, for being published. So, being that we're speaking of Young O'Heads, why don't we play a little bit of something from them, okay? And the song is called Thinking About You. Don't forget, y'all, get your votes down, jot down your pen and pencil, okay? And if you're feeling Show Up, Show Out, you can vote for that song again as well. Okay, here we go. Think About You by Young O'Heads.
You stay on my mind. I think about you all the time. You stay on my mind. I think about you all the time.
Every time I think about you, girl, I got to put you in my heart and mind and soul and I couldn't help myself from missing you. And I wish I never said them things to you. And I wanna tell you that I'm sorry from my heart. I know I'm the reason we're apart. Let me make it up to you, just give me a chance. Take a look at what I'm saying, just maybe a glance. Just tell me what to do, I'm begging you please. Like boys and men, I'm on my bended knees. Had my eyes wide open, I couldn't see. I'm surrounded by the air, but I couldn't breathe. Oh my God, tell me why this happened to me. If she take me back, then I will gladly be anything that she wants a man should be. Understand someone for her to believe that a heart safe now will ever be. I'm the only one here who got the key. So open up your heart for you and me. Let's put it on paper and definitely. We can walk down the aisle to feel the breeze. That you are my wife for the world to see. I promise that I'm never gonna leave. Cause you'll always be a part of me.
You haven't seen or you messed up on, you know, Valentine's coming up. It's a nice little song to play. Hey, to send to someone, okay? Let them know you're thinking about them. All right, y'all. Right now, I think it's that time. Uh-oh, y'all know what time that is when you hear the sound of that vault opening. What that means is it's time for good things to be released. And right now, we're going to bring in our guest today that was coming to join us on the show, Indicator. Fuller, let's give him a hand.
Peace, what's going on?
Peace. How you doing this evening? How are you?
I cannot complain. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, we honored to have you on as well. And first of all, before we even get started, how would you like me to call you, David or Indicator?
Indicator.
We're going to call you Indicator. Well, that's what we're going to do. First, introduce yourself briefly, and then we'll go into all the various things that you do.
Indeed, okay. Indeed. My name is David Indicator Fuller. I'm president and CEO of Damage Entertainment and based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm the host and executive producer of Enter the Zone TV. I'm also a producer and artist on my own label, Damage Recordings, and I'm CEO of Diversity Magazine, and I am the founder, CEO of DENT, D-E-N-T, Damage Entertainment Network Television.
Oh, well, whew, that was a whole mouthful. Wow. Okay, you're a busy man. You're a busy man.
I try.
Right. Yes, indeed. Wow. Okay, so wait a minute. Before I even jump into everything and get into questions and stuff, because you said the Diversity Magazine. So
yes.
Was that formerly named? Is that ETZ, the magazine?
Absolutely. We had the name change. We
okay.
I got with a marketing company here in Philly called Mainstream Marketing, and we sat down, and ETZ, the magazine, was actually the print arm for Enter the Zone TV, the show. So we did. We had a little, we had a couple meetings. We had a powwow here or two, and then we winded up changing the name to Diversity Magazine, which is a lifestyle and entrepreneur health and wellness magazine, also based in Philadelphia. But we're branching out to different areas. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I just wanted to hit that. You know, I guess I jumped around my questions just now, but that's okay. Well, Indicator, you know, I've known you several years ago. We reached out to one another to network and so forth. So you've been on your grind for quite some time now. And yes. And as you mentioned already, you provide a variety of different platforms for entertainers, artists, so on, to be, you know, have an opportunity to be seen, you know, for recognition and exposure, which is a great thing, you know. But
yes, indeed.
How did you get started? Like, what was your first? The first thing that you launched was your, was it the TV Zone, or was you an artist first?
Well, I was actually an artist. You know, I've actually been an artist, a recording artist for quite some time. I started back in 1989. That's the first time I picked up a mic, and you know, I was a young guy back then, and I did a few things, and I felt like, you know, I could do this. And I started getting the process of making demos and that sort of thing. I wanted to shop around to some labels. So then I decided to start my own label in 1993. So I
okay,
I went
before
down
you go
to
your label, not to interrupt you, what kind,
no,
what type of artist was you? You know, what,
I was,
you know, what,
straight hip hop. I was straight hip hop.
Oh, okay.
No, doing the knowledge. I was always interested in and having the audience think about what I said after I stepped off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm on the mic doing my thing. My my inspirations back at that time and still are to this day are Rakim, KRS-One, Guru, Gangstar, EPMD, you know, that genre.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. So I was into that, started the label, and then I started pushing out my own you know, material. My first project, if you will, dropped in March of 1994, called The Vision. It was a 4-song EP. It, and like, it's actually a collector's item online. The vinyl and everything is actually a collector's item at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, we'll provide all that information for our audience later, so you can let them know
indeed
where to go and find that at.
Right. And after that, had a couple artists on the label. Fast forward to let's see, probably 1998, 2000, I dropped my first single. Then I dropped my debut LP in 2001. And then I subsequently dropped albums in 2004, 2005, 2009, mm-hmm. and again in 2013, which is the latest offering, which is called Already Know, the album. So I've been fortunate enough to do that. But the TV happened in between albums. The TV and the magazine, all that stuff happened in between. I wanted to be able to provide an outlet and a platform, like you stated, to give other artists who I knew were on the grind at the same time I was an opportunity to be seen. There's so many town of the individuals in my town and your town, of course,
yes,
all over the country.
Everyone,
that
yes, all over.
Need that.
That's
yeah,
not even,
you know, that
exposure. That, you know.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And sometimes, you know, okay, let me just go back a little, because you were saying, you know, you started your own record label back then, 1998, you say? Is that correct?
93, I started the label. 93.
But how hard was that for you? Because, like, today it's easier. I think it's easier now because everything is done digitally. Back then wasn't, you know, so popular then to, you know, to do things online, you know.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's so funny. I was just having a conversation with a brother the other day, and I was saying to him, you know, times have changed musically. Like you said, it's digital now and that sort of thing. Back when we were putting out records, we had to pound the pavement. We had to package up the 12 inches, get them to the we walked crates of records into the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we young guys. We, like, you know,
right,
late teens, early 20s. We walking into the post office with with crates of records, saying, "Hey, we gonna mail this out." Our money had to be right.
Wow.
The right postage and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So now, like, a lot of artists that are out now don't have that experience of actually pounding the paper. You had to be at the shows. Folks had
right.
to see you.
Exactly.
They had to see you perform. You know, like,
you
now,
had to travel. That's right.
Oh yeah, you had to get up. You had to load up the car. You had to DJ.
Okay. That's
the mic,
right.
The whole nine. So that wasn't enough for us. It was a labor of love. So we did it anyway because we wanted to do it. We wanted to get
back
the game
then,
out there.
You know, you didn't know nothing about this digital stuff. So
then,
that's right. When it's for the love of it, back then, like you said, you were carrying the boxes and walk and travel wherever you had to be. You know, if that's
cold
truly
weather.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The cold of the winter, the heat of the summer, the dead of night. For
that's
day.
Right.
You had to do all of that. You know.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so we were grinding. And my mindset has always been a soldier, a grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the technology as it is today, I still mm-hmm. grind like it isn't like that. You know, my mindset has always been, you know, let's grind, let's get this done, let's have folks see what we're doing, know what we're doing. We still go to the shows. We still
let folks be out there, be seen. That's right.
Be seen. But with the social networking aspect of it now, it's much, much easier to do it now as it was before, you know, when we first came out and we were grinding, you know. So that's all so that's been a positive, of course, for us. And I don't understand how some of these young folks aren't taking advantage of the social networking platform. I know folks got Instagram and Facebook and all that, but in terms of the music and promoting your stuff, I'm like, we messed up on LinkedIn, you know, on LinkedIn.com,
which
is another platform that you can
excellent platform, that's right.
Fantastic, you know. So we have those different things now. And I always say, I wish we had now, you know, what we have now in terms of social networking back then.
It
would have been a much
because I was an artist, too. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I was an artist way back then, too. So if we had that, oh, forget about it.
Exactly.
That's right.
Oh,
forget about it. I agree with you totally. But what we're going to do is, before we get to the next part of talking about you launching your TV production, we're going to let our listeners hear something and one of your songs I have here. And I guess you produced them both. Like you said, you did all your production.
Written, produced, and performed by The Indicator.
Okay, so we're going to play. I'm going to go with the first one, Grand Entrance.
Yes, ma'am. Already know.
Okay.
Grand Entrance.
All right. That's what you're doing, making a grand entrance here on the Access to the Rising Artist Show. Y'all listening to Indicator. Here we go.
Mathematical, radical, back from a sabbatical. My tax, dramatical, you cats had a few. Approach is systematical, a radical, you're snackable. Talking like you know me can become problematical. My grammatical is automatic, fanatical. Emphatically, emmatic, you're systematically tactical. Rhyme spasmatical, indicator, magical. Speaks, but you're asthmatical, rap, laughable. hatefully you hated me, downgraded and weighted me. Didn't know the superior flow jaded me. I'm stated for thee, the way degraded for me. On top of my game because it elevated me. Oh, damn, I'm ill. You get wrecked from the spill. Dispatch the flavor with red hot skill. I control the space for paragraphs I feed. I nourish bodies and minds with words that you need.
Come on.
Come from Philly, cats need to know. I'm back in the biz with how I bleed the flow. I make y'all react like my name's Lee Cern. In self-split wings, y'all need a perm. I scar you up with a slash to the throat. Open up your neck, then insert what I wrote. Still tactical, still mathematical, factual. All cities are actual. Flow knows no edit. It's hot here, you sweat it. The ball head go see. Smooth cat, I let it. Hit your system in your bloodstream. I verbally gun down the members of your team. I found forever. You still dream, supernat, the lyrical gat, I make cream. In trap, deep chat, we rap your file. Take that, rework your style. Give them, I steal them, I damage them, and I spill them. Verbal with Glock sounds, ice down, I chill them. Wet ones oppose and chose to try to kill them. Lyrically wreck shop, text drop, I'm fill them. I'm hunt, want, I'm gunning. You front, blunt, I'm stunning. You ill track, real fat, indicator running. You ill dude, I'm doing it, boy. I ruin it, still better than ever. Still clever, now you admit you thought I'm the boss, man. Lyrically chalk, man. Sit with my talk, stop you and your walk, fam. Grab this microphone and get busy. I'm one of the most slept on cats from Philly. My time tonight, I'm fire, let's wet it. The end, getting down and dirty, let's get it. It's a bet, my tech, you sweat, you must have forgot. Intel devastating, lyricism is hot.
Grand Interest by Mr. Indicator. I'll guess here tonight on the show. That's hot.
You
got a little mixture of that old school and the new school going on in there. It definitely keep you moving because it sure had my head bopping. All right.
I know that's right. I appreciate that.
Yes. We're going to hear another one of your single selections as well. We're going to talk to you a little bit more, and we're going to let our listeners hear a little Twisted. Okay?
Where
they sitting at as well.
Like
okay, so now we're going to go into how you get started from being an artist and producing your own music, starting your own label. Now you went into your own production of your TV show. Tell us about Enter the Zone.
Enter the Zone, the actual name of the show is actually taken from a song I've written called Enter the Zone. So I wanted folks to have that idea of that when you got with the Indicator and we're promoting you and we're showcasing you on the show, we wanted you to enter the zone that we were in. That was like the main thing. But Enter the Zone actually started off being an infomercial for me to promote the artist that I had on my label at the time. Now, I was just going to do a little infomercial, say, hey, Indicator, we have five artists and the label, and this is what we're doing. And I talked to a guy here in Philly by the name of Tony Langford, who actually had a television show on Philly Channel 7. And a couple of people who knew me or whatever, who I worked with, say, yo, Indicator, I saw you on TV the other day. I said, oh, yeah, where did you see me? So, you know, we got to talking or whatever. So I got back with Tony Langford, got in touch with him, and he put me in touch with a guy by the name of Gene Cliette, who actually owned Philly Channel 7 here in Philly. So I talked with him. He kind of convinced me, hey, you might want to do a show. I said, nah, I don't want to do, you know, I was straight thinking sit down with Oprah Winfrey and all. I was like, I don't want to do no sit down on the couch type of thing. So we twisted my arm a little bit. So I finally said, okay, let's do it on a trial basis. And we actually filmed our first episode on the corner 19th and Chestnut in downtown Philadelphia during rush hour, afternoon rush hour. And the response was people were coming up to us and, hey, what's this show and all that? And I said, oh, wait a minute. Okay. I'm seeing what's happening. Folks were gravitating to what we were doing. And I said, okay. All right. Now we can, you know, we did a lot of our early shoots, a lot of the early seasons, season one and two, we did a lot of that on location, in the street.
Okay.
Parts of the city, you know, we would go to, you know,
just doing it live, raw,
just doing it live right there.
Mm-hmm.
As the show progressed, we're actually preparing to start our 9th season now. You know, I'm a sit down guy in the studio now. Studio chairs.
Oh, so you're doing that open thing?
I do the open thing now. You know what I mean? So,
but that's a good thing,
right? So the mode has actually changed of where we are, but end of the zone. You know, it was a platform for a lot of artists. We had a lot of artists in the Philly area. Some artists come up from D.C. We've had quite a few people on the show throughout the course of time. We had Sadat X on the show, Brand Nubian, Buckshot, Black Moon, Kiki Wyatt, Donnell Jones, The Tough Crew, the original Lady B. We've had a legendary Billy Paul was on my show.
Okay, so you had a roster of...
Yeah,
absolutely. Guests on that show. Okay.
We had and Doodlebug from Diggable Planets. He blessed us. So Black Ice, the poet. So we've had a lot of different artists come through, and spoken word and R&B and hip hop and all that through the years. You know, we've been very fortunate to have that. You know, we still continue. We're on every Monday night in Philadelphia.
Excellent.
I wanted to have an opportunity to really bring it 24 hours, which will get us to our next thing about the actual TV channel that we put together that's on the Roku player right now. So,
okay. Now say it again. The what player?
It's on the Roku player. R-O-K-U.
Roku.
It's it allows you to stream internet content, stream stuff to your flat screen TV vis-a-vis a player, a little small player. I guess it's the size of maybe a little bit bigger than a wallet, you know.
All right.
It allows you to stream channels and that sort of thing. So my mindset was control your media. Don't let somebody else control how they see you. You control how folks see you. You know, we always been on a positive. We always positive, you know, never negative. You know, so I've always been on that time, like, yo, we got a lot of positive brothers and sisters that are doing some things that need to get that shine, because we're so quick to look at the other stuff sometimes. You know, that folks need to see this other positivity, you know, stuff that's going
exactly.
on. And
like we, exactly. Most definitely. You know, that's where you and I are in sync with one another. You know, like you said, trying to give shine to those who are really out there, good ones, you know. Like, come on, you know, yeah, okay, you have some out there, you all keep looking at this one main 10, top 10, you know, when you got thousands of them over here.
Right.
Doing some good things over here, you know, they
absolutely.
Need a little shine too, you know, so.
Absolutely.
And that's the beautiful thing about this digital technology thing today, because we are able to, do things like this and make it more easier. You know, they don't have to be in our town, whatever, you know, we see them worldwide.
Right.
Giving them
right.
Exposure, you know, and they need also as an artist, I think they need to also connect with one another, collaborations, you know. Hey, you may live
indeed.
In that state, you live in that state, you may live in that country, you know. Hey, y'all do shows,
right.
you know. Everybody do your own tour, you know.
Indeed.
So wow,
so that's where we are. You know, we try to bring folks together. My mindset has always been about bringing folks together. I've always been that type of artist who wanted to collaborate. I collaborate with you. You know what I mean? If you're doing your thing and you're grinding about it, and you're about your grind, and you're about your work, let's get together. I'm certainly not going to do it for you, you know what I mean, necessarily. But if we're all in line with the same thought process.
On the same path, right. And
I'm from
got
Philly,
the same type of commitment.
Right,
you know?
That's the word.
Exactly.
You know, I'm from Philly. You from New York. So and so is from Cali and so and down south, and we combine on this track and bless the track. I mean, you got four areas that's getting the track. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so
that's
we got
right.
A lot of positive things going on, and I just want to continue that and stay in that main frame of the positivity, because there's so much negative stuff that we're seeing in the news with all going on with the police brutality.
I agree.
And all these things that are up now. You know, we need to swing it back in a positive light.
Yes, if I can bring forward positiveness more and more, I'm going to continue to do so as well.
Absolutely.
I have now, on the show, we didn't do it today, but every week we have the salute. We have a salute, a youth period.
Wonderful.
We give a shout out and we, tell people to, send in, nominate kids. You know someone who's doing good. It could be in school. It could be entertainment, or it could be just a child who always just do good deeds, always doing something good, or did something good. We'll have done something good, So sometimes people, she's not doing good in school. Well, how's the person? How's the you have sometimes kids, they just always want to help, always want to do this, or help this lady across the street, or help this other kid. Just give a shout or the good things that they do. So that's
absolutely.
Why we ask, I don't care where you at, send in, nominate a youth child so we can continue promoting them on our show and on the website, as well. So like you said, it's all about bringing the positive, letting it be seen, more visible, positive than this negative that's going on out here in the world today, because we all sure need the uplifting as well. So let me ask you a question as far as your show as well, your TV show, and is it just national, nationwide, or is it internationally, could be seen, across the
country? Well, that's funny that you asked that, because the Roku platform has allowed us to be global. So right now we're private. The channel is private. I definitely have the link to send the folks where they can actually add it. They'll have that link and then be able to add the channel to their player. We're definitely going to go live. The channel is up, but we're not in the store as of yet. We should be probably in a couple of weeks. I'll keep you abreast of that. So when that goes down, you can definitely shout your listeners out and let them know that it is live. You can see it. But we are global. My mindset has always been act globally and think locally. You know what I mean?
There you go.
So
that's
so
right.
So we on that vibe and everything, but we are global, and we are getting the word out. I will feature an artist from anywhere on Enter the Zone. That's never been a problem for me.
Right.
Never.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, before we continue on, before we close out the interview and you letting them know all, the different platforms where they can find you at and stuff, we're going to play your other song. Again, you're listening to the Access to Rise Honor Show. This is your host, Tracy Chantel, and joining me this evening is the indicator himself, the producer, the artist, the host, the editor-in-chief, name it, he's wearing it, that title, okay? So right now we're going to hear a little bit more from what he has produced as well. It's called Twisted. Here we go.
Alarm, I'm back dropping the bomb, war game with my war a namesake, bringing you home. Before the lyrical storm, there's always a calm. Dismember your whole team, head, chest, arm. You feel the ill verse, indicator, respond. Soft, immersed words, at first, then I'm gone. My intel will bite you, words may blight you. Seven, the heat takes the end, will ignite you. I won't lose, cause I'm birthed to win. Born in the rhythm, so it's on again. Still at it real strong, your cap is thin. Doing damage, verbally tap your chin. Ill lyrical style, stay bringing it fresh. Float with it, I'm blessed. Life living the mesh. Come on, son, you shouldn't test me. I come raw. I'm still the most slept on you ever saw. Don't get it twisted. Never really left them. My intel, lyrical discipline's best when I solicit wordplay, brain waves of sin. Penetrate your sect from outset to end. Yeah, this could have been something you follow the trend. Whack lyrical cats, letter line has been. Man, I have them. Rework the style. Factually, tactically, take cats to trial. They nervously, verbally wanna try to circle me. Observably, universally, I'm hurting thee. You know what that means. I remove you, reinsert your acumen. Then I school you. I teach the rules, reprogram. So you shine on your jewels. Damage came through to alleviate the static. I intelligent to indicate a mathematic. Don't get it twisted.
Right, Joe, that was Twisted. I enjoyed that one. That was a more a little laid back, a little smooth. That's kind of smooth. I like that. Your beats are hot, though.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And you had a nice, you have a nice lyrical deliverance as well, you know. And before we end up with you, let me ask you one more question. Are you going to do more producing songs of your own, or are you going another route? You know, are you focusing more on your TV and magazine?
Well, I'm actually splitting time between the three. I'm actually working. Well, funny also too. This album, the Already Know, was supposed to be my last studio album, so I could focus more on the production. But since I've been going back and listening to it lately, I just can't seem to leave the music alone. So I'm going to work on.
Once it's in your soul, it's in there.
Yeah. I'm actually working on the EP. That kind of takes it back to the essence of hip hop in terms of beats and rhymes. It's called Still Forever.
Right.
Called The Indicator Still Forever. And I'm working on that. That should be out shortly. I'll keep you updated on that. And I'm focusing on being more of an executive, a mogul, if you will. You know, that's where it is. I really enjoy bringing folks to the masses. I really enjoy networking with folks. And having folks say, "Yo, thank you, Indicator. You know, I was on your show and the whole night."
Yes.
I like to look at, you know, look at it that way, and then have those folks come back and let me know. I've had some artists from up here, and I had this young lady named Nikki Owens. Nikki O, she's from up the Bronx, and she's a fantastic artist out of New York. And
I've seen her.
She's actually come down here to Philly and did the interview. You know, and we met on LinkedIn. Which is, you know, the social networking thing is so important. We have to maintain that and continue on that vibe. But the television and the magazine is definitely something I want to do. I want to be able to control how folks see us and see me. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's time for us to take charge of how we're seen and how people see us. We should control what we can control.
Control everything else, your business, your money, and everything else as well. Well, again, I thank you, and I thank you for being our first 2015 guest here on the Access to Artist Show
as well. I appreciate that.
You know?
I appreciate you having me.
Yes, indeed. Now, you and I continue networking and working together.
Absolutely.
We on the same path of our goal, as well as to, you know, again, provide these platforms for these artists out here as well. So,
indeed.
Let out. Listen. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, before I go, I just want to let folks know you can reach me, Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let our audience know where they can reach you at.
Indeed. Facebook at Enter the Zone TV, EnterTheZoneTV. Facebook, The Indicator, Indicator spelled with a K. Indicator Music, Facebook at Indicator Music. Those two places are the main places that you can get with me, and I can reach out to you from there. LinkedIn, I'm there as well. Just type in Indicator with a K, and I'm available.
Okay.
You can get with me. I'm accessible, not too accessible, but I'm accessible, and folks can get with me, and then we can move on from that particular point in politic and network and build.
All right. Y'all heard it, and if y'all didn't get the information, y'all see it up on the website as well. And we also have Access to Rise on how to have another new website. I'll let you know about that afterwards. But right now, again, we want to thank you, Indicator. Okay,
thank you. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Have you back here on the show. We're going to hear more from you, I'm sure.
Indeed.
Okay?
Thank you so much, and peace to the city. Appreciate
peace
it.
Peace to you, too. All right. Let's give
thank
it
you.
All right. I really enjoyed that. Yes, I enjoyed that interview. That was excellent. Okay, y'all, again, listen to Indicator. Don't forget to check him out, Enter the Zone. Like he told you, facebook.com/ Enter the Zone Music TV. Well, we heard it. Indicator Music. Okay, so, again, I'll have it on the website. Don't worry. Don't get too nervous. The information can be provided if you didn't get it then. Again, thank you, and you're listening to the Access to Rising on the show. And this is your host, Tracy Chantel. I think we had a great show today. So let me take a little break, and I'll be right back with you, and we're going to play a couple more songs, okay? Here we go. Be back.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Do people call you thrifty, penny pincher, a cheapskate? Well, that's good, because the Cheap Cheetah Money Show embraces that lifestyle. The Cheap Cheetah Money Show offers you a place to share, learn, and be creative with people like yourself who know the true value of a dollar. Join us, www.facebook.com/ The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Or listen to our radio show, www.blogtalkradio.com/cheap-cheetah, where the only name we will call you is family.
All right, y'all, I'm back, y'all. This is your host, Tracy Chantel. That's right. We're going to give you a little bit more music here. Okay, and I'm going to give you a little quick rundown of what we played. We just got finished speaking with our guest this evening, Indicator. It was a pleasure speaking with him. He has a variety of platforms for you as an independent recording artist to be part of. So I hope you all took down the information. If not, you can check me out. Check the website out, accesstoarisingartists.com. Or you can send in your music, your information to accesstoarisingartists@gmail.com. Okay, we have about 5 more minutes to go, so we can play maybe 2 more songs. How about that? So right now I'm going to play, and I'm going to give you a little bit of pop and hip-hop. And the song title is Can You Handle It by Carmen Butte.
It's a
was listening to Can You Handle It by Carmen Boutte. And on top of the show, we played the artist of the Wow Factor. His song was Show Up, Show Out by Joshua Israel. Then we gave you Think About You by Young Old Heads. Then you heard from our special guest today, Grand Entrance, Twist and Twisted by Indicator. That's two songs now, Grand Entrance. Then you heard Twisted, both by Indicator. And then we just gave you Can You Handle It by Carmen Boutte. I want to thank you for joining me here on Access Horizon Artist Show this evening. And I hope you heard everything. Little technical thing going on right there. But again, I look forward to seeing you next week. And I want everyone to stay safe, stay blessed, and be good. And see you next week on Access to Horizon Artist Show.
Thank you for listening to the Access to a Rising Artist Show, where you'll only hear the sounds of top talented independent recording artists from around the world.